tenth. All other are also important, but tenth comes. When Uddhav is and Krishna has gone in his aprakat dham. Hello? When he is coming and meeting with Vidur, and Arjuna is meeting with Yudhishthir, this chapter is also so much important. Especially 21 of 10th canto. 21. It is of Purvarag and also of the Pralambha or Sadha. Question to us.
In the Lap Krishmanjali, when Radharani takes prasadam, she takes the remnants of Krishna only. Now I saw one picture of Radha and Krishna taking prasadam together. Did that ever happen?
It is out of etiquette and rush. Srimati first offered to Krishna, and the remnants only they all take, not in one dish, both are taken. In midday lila, pastime, gopis and Krishna are sub. At that time, gopis are offering Mahaprasadam to Krishna, fruits and all these things. And after that, Krishna goes to take rest.
Yeah.
And he is not taking rest, he is lying down, yeah, imitating that he has slept, but hearing all these things. And gopis are taking remnants of Krishna and talking. Krishna is hearing everything. We should know that Krishna is Visha and all are servants. Srimati Radhika also serves Krishna. So always she will be in mood of service, not taking meal together or life.
I thought that picture was bogus.
It is wrong, bogus. In ISKCON I see that something I've heard that they offer bhog prasadam. Radha and Krishna both. Lalita, Visakha and all others. But we in all other Gaudiya Math offer, we give to Srimati Radhika that she will give Krishna, offer Krishna, and after that everyone takes. Both are taking will at a time. Or first they offer to Gurudev and then to Krishna. First they do aarti to Gurudev and with the same pradeep they do to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Is there?
There's some controversy in ISKCON. The standard seems to be more, the standard seems to be more coming to the other Gaudiya so that's it.
Yeah.
To where they don't offer first to Gurudev, but first to Krishna.
Take permission.
Pushpanjali first.
First taking permission.
Only Pushpanjali first, Guru and up Parampara, no, and this, then this everything else down from Krishna down.
No, sometimes he has heard that they offer to Gurudev, bhog also.
It was like,
yeah,
that,
like that
only, but now it is changing.
Changing.
To the
It should be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, it was done, but it should be changed. First give to Guru, but we should see that Guru is offering to Radha and Krishna and Gaur Nitai or Gaur Gadadhar or Jagannath or Ram. And this remnant should be given to Gurudev. Also, where is Krishna and Radha and Gurudev is there. First, Radha and Krishna should be given aarti, pradeep and all this. Then to Krishna, Gurudev. But where there is a separate mandir of Gurudev, we should give. In Navadvip, in Samadhi Mandir we have our Gurudev Shivigraha. And Radha and Krishna and all are in this another Mandir. We first do aarti of our Gurudev. And then we do aarti of Gaur-sundar or Radha Krishna.
Not at the same time.
First to Gurudev, then. But in a mandir, in the same mandir, if Gurudev and Krishna is there, Mahaprabhu is there, then Mahaprabhu and Krishna should be done first aarti and then Gurudev, that the same pradeep will be given to Gurudev.
Who is Bhanumati?
Bhanumati Manjari. Vetarupu Manjari. She serves Radha and Krishna. Very important figure.
Does she have any speciality?
Like Room Manjari. Any special service she does.
And in Chaitanya Lila?
I don't. It may be, but I don't remember. It may be. So many sakhis. Only we can remember eight manjaris or eight sakhis. Not sakhis. And Ananga Manjari. Afterward, we will recognize them. at first Vaidhi-bhakti, and then mixing, and then pure. Without Vaidhi-bhakti, we cannot move.
Yeah. She's mentioned many times in different places, so I was curious to know who she was. Vishwanath Chakravarti prays to her. And she's mentioned in other places, so I was wondering who she was and what she was doing. What about this Gopi Chandan in Dwarka? Gopis went to Dwarka sometimes. They didn't go. Even when Krishna left planet, because there's some story there that they went there, but I didn't think it was proper thing.
We have heard that in any Quran it is written that once Krishna wanted to preach the Mahatma of Gopis and he wanted to show Mahishis that Gopis are so much great. Narad once came to Krishna and Krishna was doing pretending that I am sick, so much headache. Narad asked that what is the remedy? Krishna told that if any my most superior bhakt will give his charanadhuli, dust of feet, I will surely be cured. He told that, who is that bhakta? He told that, like yourself, you can give foot dust and I will be cured. Puja, I am not so bhakta. And my feet dust, if I go give this feet dust to you, then I will have to go
in hell.
Hell. We should not do. And I am not so hot. So he could not give. Then Narad went to Rukmani Satyarama and all others. And they requested to give feet dust. They told that he is our husband. A lady cannot give the feet dust to his husband, especially on the head. So we cannot give. Then Narad went to Braja. He told to others, but they were not ready. But when they went to Gopis and told, Gopi at once became ready that we want to go to hell and any other place. Krishna should be happy and cured. So they give so many dust. Every Gopi told that, I am giving first. So every went to the path where there was so much dust and took dust on their face and then again
clean it
and show that so much dust was gathered. And Narad took on his head and went Dwarka. Krishna took that dust and became very pleased and rubbed on her head. head and all his belly. And the rest he kept in a pit.
Oh, that's Gopi temple.
So with the touch of that pit dust, every woman, that whole compound became Gopi Talab. And Krishna usually used to take this dust on his head, also to do tilak, and told himself that if anyone takes this Gopi Talab dust and make it tilak, I will be so much pleased. I will be Basidhu. So, this is Gopi Talab. By the touch of that dust, big compound became Gopi Talab. And from their touch, other earth became like so. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in, went for India, especially in Dakshin, South India and North India. Wherever he went, he told that you should take Harinam. Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Yai Desh. You know the meaning?
Yeah.
By my order.
So everyone you meet.
You should be gurus and tell Krishna to everyone and order them that you will take Harinam and tell him that Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Yai Desh. I told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to me, Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Yai Desh, and told that this same pub means this song, tell to him. I told to him and ordered him that Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Yai Desh, and he told to you, and he told that you should remember this name and take name and give it to others. Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Yai Desh. And he ordered that you should also tell to others. No? So by touch to another and to others. Where he went, whole but this
country
became bhakta. So a dust meets a dust, makes it gopi, gopi raj, and that raj becomes gopi raj, and he touches
another becomes gopi raj.
All become gopi tala. You should be always first guru and then teach, then initiate. First, you should be guru. Guru means no attachment with worldly desires and all these things. Bhakbhag, Krodhveg, Jiva, Udara, Pastaveg. To leave all these vegs and be guru. And then to tell others.
In Dwarka they say there's a place, they say gopis came here. But I never thought it was true. How could they live
there? There are so many.
They say when Krishna left planet, they came here. Everybody came here.
No. There are so many stories which are against Shastra.
Yeah.
So many. In Vrindavan too, in Mathura too, they don't know Bhagavat, and they tell like this. In Gokul, they tell all Gokul, Vasit now, that Krishna was appeared, he took birth in Mathura, and from Mathura he went to Gokul. All. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers tell this, that Krishna came in the womb of Yashoda. Heard that gopis hit dust and it was fell into the gopi talab, and Krishna came there and he wept there, so his tears plus that chandhuli next as a chandan.
Yesterday, I've been reading, we have a translation of Dalamala, poems of Rupa Goswami. And I'm asking you, I saw a slight difference, the way he was praying and the way Vilas Kusumanjali is praying. The English translation is too, you may know the Sanskrit, a list of requests and a vine of hope.
Utkalika Balari.
Huh?
Utkalika Balari.
So, just like Raghunath Goswami is saying, may I put the sundura mark on Radharani, may I do this for Radharani. And Rupa Goswami seems to be, he's describing himself as a servant of Radharani, but almost equally to Krishna. May I put the garland on Krishna and the garland on Radharani. May I do for Krishna, may I do for Radharani. Could you explain that?
I will see.
Because I thought you explained that they would not do that. In Vilas Kusumanjali, she would only serve Radharani.
Both are the same, but sometimes they serve both, so, but especially Radharani.
That could also be part of service to Radharani, that she...
Because Radharani will be pleased more if anyone serve to Krishna. So they do like this. But yet, our Goswami, anyone wants to serve Srimati Radhika. And his by her order, but not they will carry all orders of Radhika. Those orders which are from inner, they will follow. But the orders which are for testing gopis, they will not carry. Understand?
They are very clever.
Very clever. They know that what order for order and what order are for examination. They know. If Srimati Radhika will order a gopi that take this garland and go there, he is in the kunj there, and you should give that garland in his name. She will not carry out this order. He knows that, my Swami is taking my examination. Then Srimati will laugh. So Lord Goswami are of all these kinds. There are speciality in six Goswamis. They are all majid, but some speciality. We are lakhs and lakhs of devotees, but not taste as same. Something will differ. Achha, we will meet again. So much sangharik, understand? Just to sringar was. I think this should be not this close. Only one man, two men can have this. So, living, you have done to what slope?
Well, you've been reading from two different places.
Huh?
You have been reading from two different places. Huh? You say that what's coming up now is very intimate, Sringara. Hmm. That's like 28. But previously, you were reading up at text 48, where Dinista brought prasadam.
25th.
Or in Bombay, you were reading in 46, 47, 48, 49, then suddenly you went to the 20s.
Hmm.
But if you read the 49, that is
49.
That is about offering prasadam. You did 48, did not do 49. Nana Bidhaya Amitisara.
But all are a special Sringar Bhava. After this shloka we'll go. You can read it and if anything, you can question alone or with two, three persons. Hanta devi tilakasya samantat bindavo arun sugandhi rasena krishna madak mahausadhi mukhya dhirahastam yakin parikalpya. Hant Devi Tilakasya Samantat. First was Sendur Seva. Now Sendur ke niche Lalat. Lalat par on lalat, he wants to do something, tilak. There is tilak, and in the midst of there is here tilak, round. Here is round, like Purna Chandra, full moon. And in the full moon, there is khargosh.
Rabbit,
like rabbit. There is a lotus flower here, having 8
petals.
And in the middle, there is a very deep, a reddish point. Within a reddish thing, lotus. And in on the outer of this round, now he is going to do anything. So Hanta Devi Tilakasya Samantar Bindavo Aruna Sugandhi Rasena O Srimati Radhike. At first he is seeing that there is a tilak and there are some dots. You see, there is a round thing here. And this is reddish in the midst, lotus divided into 8 parts with very good art. And out of the full moon, Safed Bindu,
white dot
of Safed and Aruna. Aruna means lal. Sugandhi Rasena, mixed with fragrant thing. He is doing there. Krishna Madak Mahoshadhi Mukhya Dhiras Hastamiha Kinkari Kalpa. O Devi. Devi means Jyotamana, who is playing and so beautiful. Jyotamana means Prakashti. Prakash means having glaze. And she plays with Krishna. O Devi, Kridasi. Krishna Madak Mahoshadhi Mukhya. This will be the tilak. Will be Mahoshadhi Mukhya. Maha Aushadhi means Mahaushadhi means Vashikarana as a mantra. You know Vashikarana? In India, there are some mantra. Action or life?
Medicine.
Eh?
Like medicine?
Medicine to control anyone. In every respect, controlled, Vashibhut. Krishna is, you know, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He has so many qualities. He is Dhir Nayak, Lalita Nayak. No? None like in this whole
planet
is like Krishna. No one. Advitiya. And he is like a Karindra. Karindra, you know? Kari Indra. Mattahasti.
Mad
elephant. Like Krishna. Krishna is Arashi and Arasaswaru, both. Arashi and Arasaswaru. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhavaswarupa. Ras plays with Mahabhav. What is called Mahabhav? When it becomes so thick and ripe, then it is called sneha. Sneha, when so thick, will be transferred into man, man into pranaya, pranaya into rag. And when this rag will be so ripe in thick, No, man ho jayega. It will be seen new and new. Then it is called Anurag. All these are expressed in sadhak, sadhak or siddha, siddha. In asana, not in bishop. We are explaining in Ashraya Jati. Ashraya, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bhakta or Siddha Bhakta in Radhika and all Ashraya Bhakta. Dasya up to Prem. Sakha to Rag. Are sometimes to a very little as Anurag. Vastalya comes to Anurag. Rukmini Saptabhama also up to Anurag, sometimes a very abhas of bhav, mahabhav. Malli, the sakhis of Srimati Radhika can have Mahabhav. Radhika or Chandravali, both, they can have Mahabhav. And this Mahabhav goes up to Rudh and Adhirudh. Adhirudh Mallik may be found in Srimati Radhika. And it's two things, Madan and Madan, Modan, Malli in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika is called Mahabhav. So Mahabhav can satisfy a Ras, or Rasik Krishna, Rasik Shekhar Krishna. All can satisfy Krishna, but not to full content. Content?
Extent.
Not to full extent. Only Srimati Radhika can satisfy. Krishna has so many desires. Test in so many ways. What Krishna likes, Srimati Radhika becomes like that.
Hey,
I'm coming just now, killing that demon. And he ran and told Rukmini that, you should come to me. Where is demon? She told that in this way, in Aradhakund direction. And that Krishna ran, and now he is so pleased, Rukmanjali, that in Gauri Kund, in their Kund, with surrounded by all, by a tree, I have caught that mad elephant and I am sending there. Here we see that he is in Chandravali Kund, but yet he is so willing to meet Srimati Radhika in Sri Kunda. If Krishna has no will to go there, what Rupanjari can do? If Krishna don't want, and he is pleased with Chandravali to live there, then no one can do anything. But Krishna always remembers Srimati. And to increase the love of Srimati Radhika, he only goes there. If Krishna goes directly there, no utkantha is there. Utkantha, you know?
Eagerness.
To increase in it, eagerness. Like in Srimad Bhagavat we see that when Krishna came in front of gopis, he has disappeared, and when gopis saw Bhavakathamritam Tapta Jivanam, all these gopis, after that Krishna appeared before them in the shape of Manmath Manmathah, smiling with shame, he came to gopis. Then gopi surrounded Krishna. No? They come towards Krishna. There were so many bats, so many jutes. Jute, you know?
Group.
Groups, not group, but.
No, what do you mean?
So, one kind of group, jute. They were having the Krishna feet in their laps and telling that, how are you? That if he had left everything for you, and yet you have left us somewhere taking the Krishna hands in their some are of some way from, and by eyes they are telling something Krishna, as if they are in anger. Those who are taking the faiths of Krishna in their hands, there are in the groups of Chandravali. Those who have kept the hands of Krishna, these are Shyamala, Radha Swapaksha. Those who have taken this left hand, they are of Bhadra, Tatastha. And those who are in front of Krishna, but very far away from Krishna, and they are manifesting their crude anger. These are of youth of Srimati Radhika. And they are that, how are you? you are of six or seven kinds of persons, then who are you? After that, Krishna became so much pleased with those who were very far away and who were looking towards the corner of. Krishna has said, they all asked Krishna, why you left us? Krishna told that you are thinking that I am kritagya, kritagna.
I am not grateful.
That you are not grateful. Kritagna. You know the meaning of kritagna?
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful. Krishna told them that I am not ungrateful. I have left you only to increase your eagerness, utkantha. In sadhak or siddha, if there is no utkantha to meet Krishna, all prem is ruined. There is no so much utkantha in Satyabhama and Rukmini, the wives of Dwaraka. They had some utkantha, but not like gopis. Where there is more prem, more love, there is more utkantha, eagerness. If a man wants anything, I have something in my hand. Do you know what is in my hand? You will be eager to know what is in your hand. But when I will do like this, all eager will go. So, if I am always with you, there is no utkantha in your prem. There will be no utkantha. Us samay mein prem mein utkantha nahi rahegi. And then prem will be, love will be shant, like prashant ocean. Understand?
Clean.
What?
Quiet.
But I want to test a sea which have so many waves, and a river which has current. Without current, river is not so good and the water will be somewhat mela, ganda,
dirty.
So from Himalaya to see in Ganges has so good current. So we take Ganges as a very sacred river. So prem should have current and waves. So the sea of prem, prem sindhu, should be with waves and with current, then it is very good thing. So if you will have me for always, your love will be in the same level,
quiet.
So I become disappear here to increase your eagerness, love and affection for me, to renew the thing, prem. I was not far away from you. I was with you
but unseen, behind you, and was hearing what you have told, and was testing, and it was so tasteful. You are welcoming also, telling ungrateful also, everything you have told. And it was in my ears like a nectar. And for this I was hidden with you. With no distance I was there. And also to tell whole world that there are none like gopis. In my viparlambha bhav, separation, what a stage was there in gopis. How they were bitterly crying. They became mad. They were searching me, asking trees, tulasi, creepers and everything. How mountains also. And at last they began to do like Krishna, that is Leela. Oh, I am Krishna. Thinking another to be Putana. And they took the breast of Putana somewhere, doing like Govardhan. Krishna was lifting Govardhan, all these things. So, I have done it like if a very poor person had nothing affording and suddenly he got a Chintamani. But he did not know that what is Chintamani. And he kept it here and there. And when anyone came and took that Chintamani and fled away, stolen, then he was touching that very Chintamani, that money. Anyone came and told that this was not a simple stone, but it was Chintamani by which you can do everything. Then he began to cry and weep. Oh, I have lost this thing. So, here also, you are searching me for several years. And I have given you. But you know,
blessing.
That in the Sarapa Purnima, I will play with you. What you want, I will do. So you were waiting for this. Oh, I came and I came to do Ras. And we are searching here and there very eagerly, weeping for me. Now you see that what becomes if I disappear from you. And at that time, what a stage you have got. It is an example for whole world devotees. So, for jagat mein ye ghoshana karne ke liye, dikhlane ke liye, to show this whole world that there are no devotees like you. In Milan, you have so much anand. And in separation, you feel so much separation that anyone cannot reach to that point. This was my main thing to show world. I have been disappeared from me. Now you should know that you are beloved, I am lover. I am beloved, you are lover. Both for those, reciprocal. Don't take my any ill thing. Napareham nirvatta sanjucham. You know this shloka. I am always grateful to you, kṛtavya. I'm not ungrateful to you. If I will have an ayu is like Brahma, Shankar, but yet I cannot give anything that you have left your whole things.
Cannot repay for you.
Huh?
I cannot repay you.
I cannot pay you. So, be pleased to me. And that will be the best thing. Napare to increase that thing, eagerness, Krishna does like so. For Sadhakji, we see that Narada was doing tapasya, aradhana, and Narayan gave him a jhalak darshan. What jhalak darshan?
Brief
darshan. And when he disappeared, Narada began to weep. When he was extreme weeping, again sound came from the sky that don't weep. I have only given my darshan to increase your eagerness and to have some samadhi seeing this dhyan. Increase your dhyan. Because without seeing anyone cannot do dhyan. So now you can do my dhyan and you will always be in samadhi, remembering I say. And with agarnish, you do my aradhana, roaming in whole world, chanting my harinam, roop, gun, lila, etc. And a day will come when that will be your last day. And my subordinates will come and take you to Vaikuntha. And then you can go if you were like me and your sarir, this body will be chinmay. When you cannot check your eagerness and you will be as if you die and die, you are dying, then that day will come. Narada obeys that order and he was roaming and waiting for the last day, chanting Hari name, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. When his eager went to the last point, there comes, and he kept his feet upon the death's head and went to Golok Vaishnava. And by the order of the Narayan or Krishna, he became immortal. And so many steps, he sometimes be in Vaikuntha, in Swarga, in Bhulok, in Sutal, and everywhere, in Krishna Lila, Ram Lila, and all other Lila. So, Krishna gradually gives that eagerness to any sadhak bhakta whom he likes and sees that he is my kripa patra. जमे वयस बैणते तेन लभ्य नयमात्मा प्रवचने न लभ्य यू नो दैट इज श्लोक नयमात्मा प्रवचने न लभ्य न मेधया बहुना श्रुतेन जमे वयस बैणते तेन लभ्य तस्स आत्मा विभृणते तनु स्वाम दिस इज श्लोक इज टेलिंग एनीवन cannot know me by reading of Vedas and all books. No? Also by any book, Srimad Bhagavata also, by reading, it will not be. By Medha, very much intelligence we can. By our Sharirik Parishram, Bahuna Sutena, by Shruti, Ved and all this, we cannot know. When Krishna enters our name in his register of Kripa Patra, that you are Kripar Patra, you are a Patra of my mercy.
Object.
You are object of my mercy. If he writes our name there and he does kripa, manifest his mercy upon me, then we can know him. How? By gradually increasing the eagerness, utkantha, of that bhakta. When we were Kanishta bhakta, no? We can satisfy that we are doing worship Radha and Krishna, Ram. No? But when we become Madhyamadhikari, only worship of Sri Vigraha will not do. He will more like to hear the pastimes of Krishna and chant Krishna and to be with the Rasik Bhakta. Do minute thari abhi thasa bachit karlo. When eagerness is going on, bhakti becomes the standard of bhakti becomes higher. Only this utkantha makes, can make a sadhak jeev. It will lead to madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari, kanishta madhyamadhikari, madhyam madhyamadhikari, and uttam madhyamadhikari. And then he will come in uttam kanishta, then uttam madhyam, and then uttam uttam. And these uttam uttam will have bhav, sat, suddha sattva in them. And then he will get prem and then. So, then he will enter in the realm of this raganuga bhajan. As Tulasi Manjari, Arati Manjari is wanting. So eagerness is there, vyakulata. Vyakulata. And eagerness is there. So he is telling here that this thing and this dots, rays, is a mahaushadhi, that is Krishna ko bandhane ke liye ye shikal ke saman hai. Understand?
The trap that will catch the man, they can appreciate.
बिकॉज कृष्ण इज बहुनिष्ठ, कृष्ण बहुनिष्ठ हैं और गोपियां एक निष्ठ हैं, इसलिए एक गोपी को छोड़कर के दूसरे के यहां चले जाएंगे. अंडरस्टैंड समवॉट? यू शुड नो हिंदी, लर्न हिंदी ऑल्सो. हिंदी और बंगला एंड संस्कृत हैज सम मोर रश. द कृष्ण इज बहुनिष्ठ, बहुनिष्ठ यू नो, ही वांट टू लव सो मेनी गोपीज, नॉट ओनली गोपीज, फादर मदर
फ्रेंड्स
फ्रेंड्स एंड द डिवोटीज ऑफ द्वारका, डिवोटीज ऑफ अयोध्या, devotees of this world. There are so many bhakts, devotees. Krishna want to, don't want to leave any of. Also, whether he is not devotee. But Krishna is there as a Paramatma everywhere, in every soul. Whether he is demon or anything. So Krishna is bound to love everyone and some duties to others. But gopis had no duty, nothing to do, no anything, only for Krishna. They have given everything for one Krishna. So gopis are only ekanishtha, nishtha in one, prem in one, love in one. And Krishna has love in so many places. No. So Krishna can go here and there. But here Tulsi Manjari is thinking that if I will give dots of this, Krishna will be tightened there and he will never go to any other. So he is very
artfully
and patiently, dhir means patiently. Will I do this service to you? That Krishna elephant will never go to here and there. And he will be tightened with that thing. He will come to you one day. And seeing we will be very so much pleased, Manjari is telling. She is doing these things and telling to Radhika all these things, and Radhika is going on hearing and so much pleased. He told that, oh, where is your mirror? And she is this, and seeing this, oh, you have done so good. I think that effect will be, you have tightened surely. This hidden meaning. Any question?
I had asked you a couple of months ago one question.
Okay, that's okay. Okay,
and I was going to ask it today, but I think you answered it. I asked about Krishna. He was being criticized for not going to Vrindavan and why he did not go back to Vrindavan. But I think today you have given the answer that he wanted to show the great love of the gopis and also to show for the sadhaka the need for increasing the eagerness through separation. Is that
not only this cause? This is the cause also. But main thing is that one day Krishna was sitting with Srimati Radhika and all other sakhis there, Lalita Adi Shakha and others were there. So all sakhis were there. Madhumangal, Sridham and all others were also there. they were sitting on the bank of Prem Sarovar. All were so much pleased. A bee came and thought that Srimati Radhika's lotus feet are certainly a lotus. So much fragrant, so much kumal, soft, so much red, as if it was more than a lotus. The bee surrounding the lotus feet wanted to take shelter in Kamal. Radhika was so much feared. Understand?
Afraid.
And she was doing like this to make fly away that bee. She also cried. At first Madhvangal came and took his stick and doing like this. See, he make that bee to go far away. After that, Madhvangal returned and told that, "Oh Srimati ji, I've made flay, but
I've chased away the bee.
That Madhusudan, very far away, he will never come return." Madhusudan has two meanings, so meaning, but two meanings here. Madhusudan means bee. And Madhusudan means Krishna also. Krishna is like a bee who tastes madhu of gopi's prem. And that bee tastes only honey of that lotus. So both are Madhusudan. Here he is telling that I have fled away so far away that he will never come return, that Madhusudan. Srimati heard that slow, that Madhusudan will not come again, never come. So he feels like separation, that Madhusudan will not come. Madhusudan was there, Krishna was there, and Krishna had done like this to Radhika. But yet Radhika feels that Madhusudan has gone. And he began to cry and weep and became senseless. Krishna was seeing this, all these things. Oh, Srimati Radhika is in my lap. And yet he heard that Madhusudan has gone away. He will never return. And he has so much feeling separation that he became senseless. One day he saw that after that Krishna did so much things that he came in senses. But he could not restore her. She was so sad and weeping. One day Krishna saw that and I've gone some other place. That is called Pravas. And in Pravas, Srimati Radhika is feeling separation. And feeling separation, he came in a such mood that feeling Krishna there, he became mad, and in madness he sees that tamal vriksha, tamal tree, and thinks that he is Krishna. He is laughing, he is doing conversation, talking with the tamal tree, that as if he is Krishna. He takes in his arms that tamal as Krishna and becomes so cheerful. Krishna thought that is in when we are in meeting, Radhika's stage has gone so high in Mahabhava that he always thinks that Krishna separation. But in separation, he sees afterward that Krishna is here. I am talking with Krishna. Krishna is doing like this and playing with me. And he, at that time, she becomes so cheerful and takes meal and everything. She dressed himself and does sringar. But when they meet, that separation comes. So he thinks that if I will be in Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika, the meaning of this that I am giving some trouble to Radhika. And if I go to Mathura, he will be in separation and in such mood, condition, that he will see that I am with Krishna and he will be pleased. So I should go to Mathura. So you will always see that I am with him. Mahabhava Avastha. So Krishna thought it better to go from Vrindavan. And I will take sandesh from any other person that how she is there. When he went to Mathura, he sent Baldev and Uddhav. Sometimes bee, he came in the shape of a bee, that bee was Krishna. Sometimes as a hansa, hansa, you know,
swan,
and other shapes, he went. Sometimes he go in dream. Srimati is seeing that as if I am in seeing dream, but that dream is not dream. Krishna goes by his shape there and plays with Srimati Radhika on that stage. So this separation was for the good of Srimati Radhika. If you know Hindi, I can describe more, but I think that something you have understood.
Krishna, in Dwarka, he said that I think if I go, I will not increase their happiness. So I think this is the same meaning.
For the happiness of gopis, he has come to make happiness. And to increase the utkantha, both. If we will always, if you will always be here, no eagerness will come. When you will go to South Africa, or from there, eagerness will come more. And here, oh, he is always available. But you will have the mulya, value, you will, now you are really realizing the value of your Gurudev. Not at that time, after departure of that. So from being sometimes far away, it realizes the mulya of that thing, value. So from
Krishna was in Vrindavan. They were not understanding the value of Krishna. When he came, went to Mathura and Dwarka, they knew the value of Krishna. And Krishna also knew the value of Srimati Radhika and Gopis from Mathura. So it is called Mathur Prem, Mathur Virah Prem. It's the best